It's Tessie. Welcome to this video. This video is all about a morning routine for body love. Now, you might have heard that a morning routine is beneficial for multiple reasons. I myself am working on my morning routine. This one in particular, it is if you feel like you have, you know, some negative body image or just thoughts throughout the day that are kind of bombarding you that feel very negative around your self-image, body confidence, that sort of thing. So this is definitely gonna help. I'm gonna make the quick video here, just kind of literally walk you through the steps. You can get the handout at tessietracy.com/bodylove, all one word, tessietracy.com/bodylove, and that way you'll have the steps all written out for you. It's a little cheat sheet, and you can kind of adjust and personalize it for whatever you wanna work on. All right, diving in. Step one is set aside the time. We want to make sure that we're kind of looking at what our schedule looks like and realistically setting aside enough time to create a good morning routine where we're not gonna feel rushed. We can just kind of be mindful, be with ourselves, and carry it out. The ideal time would be about 2 hours. It works in nicely. If 2 hours doesn't work for you, try and start with 30 minutes, an hour, whatever in this routine you can fit in that feels good for you to start trying, do that, and that is step one. Step number two is wake up, take 3 deep breaths, roll out of bed, or preferably jump. I struggle with that still, and start dancing. So I just set my alarm to a song that's not gonna like jolt me awake, but that still is exciting enough for me that I want to dance to it. So get out of bed, you can dance, breathe big 3 deep breaths and start dancing anywhere from like 30 seconds to maybe up to 2 minutes. Cool? The next step, not gonna lie to you, is probably gonna be the most uncomfortable and challenging step. Step number 3 is your mirror work. You're basically gonna stand in front of a mirror, full length, as naked as you feel comfortable, and just be silent, you with yourself, for at least 60 seconds. You can even set a timer up to 5 minutes. You can work up to 5 minutes. So start with as much clothes as you need to feel comfortable, work down to you in your birthday suit, and you're just letting the thoughts come and go. So positive or negative, as much as you can. This is a practice, but just try to notice your thoughts, okay? So just noticing like, I'm always like hating myself for this particular area, or, you know, that's interesting. Where did that come from? When did I start doing that? And, or like, hey, I love my hair. And, you know, just noticing the positive and the negative. That's the first step. Eventually, you can start transitioning to kind of removing yourself from the negativity, just noticing it, and then even shifting those negative things to positive. So one quick example is if your constant negative thought is always, I hate my stomach, you can shift that to something that feels a little more comfortable, neutral, and loving, like, thank you, stomach, for digesting my food every day. Thank you, core strength, for giving me the ability to walk around and move my body on a daily basis. So just shifting it to something neutral or even a little more positive that feels maybe still a little uncomfortable for you, but it's at least not like hateful, right? So that is step 3. Step 4 is you can prep for this step the night before, but it's to choose outfits that you love, whether it's for exercise or for work or casual wear, date night. So whatever your body is like right now, even if you feel like you have weight to lose or you're, you know, shifting things around, you just have never liked your arms, whatever that is, choose and have in your closet clothes that you love, and you're gonna be glowing, just being more comfortable in whatever you're wearing. So whatever that is for you, pick out those clothes. The next step is going to be exercise, moving your body anywhere from 30 minutes to about an hour, and preferably some intense, vigorous exercise. Get your sweat on, get a workout buddy, make it something you love, but commit to it and do it. And the exercise doesn't have to be an everyday thing. So again, this morning routine could shift time-wise with how much time you have. But when you do the exercise, at least 30 minutes of rigorous, intense movement. The next step is to nourish, right? So I know I have a number of clients who, first thing we work on is the fact that they don't ever eat breakfast. So if you don't eat breakfast and it is like 100% working for you, you have no complaints with like your mood or digestion or weight or anything, and you just don't eat breakfast, then cool. But if you're open to experimenting with it and you don't eat breakfast, it definitely can serve as a very important meal for the day, setting up your energy, your digestion, your metabolism. Incorporate some macronutrient balance. So after that workout, this could be something like eggs, bacon, some veggies, maybe a little bit of sweet potatoes. It could be something like yogurt with fruit and nuts, preferably whole foods, some macronutrient balance. If you guys have questions on that, want more ideas, leave a comment. I'll help you out more with that. But the most important part of the nourish is to sit down, relax, give gratitude for the food that you're given. This can really help, especially if you have some anxiety around food. You're kind of trying to calculate the calories and, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be eating this, even if it's something healthy. Give gratitude, breathe, sit down and practice enjoying your food and eating slow. It's going to help regulate appetite, calorie burning, digestion and relaxation response around your food, right? So that's a practice, but it's a really good thing to try. Last thing is to simply set an intention for the day for your body love. So this can be kind of just stepping into whatever it is you want to work on. Something as simple as, I will listen to my body today, take breaks and stretch when I need, and drink plenty of water. It might be, I will set an alarm and say my body love affirmation 3 times today, right? So just set an intention, just kind of keeping this body love practice, because again, that's what it is. It's a constant, continual practice. And just by practicing, it's going to start to feel more authentic to literally say, I love my body. I honor my body. It doesn't have to be a 100% of the time, 365 days a year thing. Because we're all gonna have days where, you know, we feel off or we feel sluggish, and that's okay. But by incorporating this intentional practice, especially as a morning routine, you're really gonna start to get to that point where one day you'll be like, whoa, I like those negative thoughts that used to override everything have disappeared and washed away. I hope you guys enjoyed this so much. Don't forget to get the cheat sheet handout. You can follow this step by step and adjust your morning routine accordingly to incorporate and build your body love. Go to tessietracy.com/bodylove, all one word. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the next video.